This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. JP is currently putting up the Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. The perfect addition to any gathering. Each can is just 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. Find Surfside at your local bar and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. And it has to do with Jaden Daniels, of course, your Washington Commanders quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
We have some interesting audio from Emmanuel Acho talking about Jaden Daniels and the addition of Deebo Samuel when he shows up to play here in 2025. Here's that audio.
What's interesting, I'm somewhere in between you all two. Now, I am a fervent yes. Deebo Samuel will make Jaden Daniels the best quarterback in the NFC.
Wow.
Because Jaden Daniels now has what all the other NFC quarterbacks have, a down-off guy.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts, give it to Saquon, down off breather. Jordan Love, give it to Josh Jacobs, down off. Matthew Stafford, throw a now pass to Puka Nacua, down off. Jaden Daniels was not able to take any downs off last year because he did not have what I would suggest is a down off guy. I can just get it to you and I can take a down off. I can throw you a now screen, Deebo, down off. I can throw you a tunnel screen, Deebo, down off. Oh, you in the backfield, I can give you a quick pitch, Deebo, down off. Now you have a down off guy. The other thing I would suggest, defensively, there are three things. Energy, effort, eye control. That's what defenses boil down to. Energy, effort, eye control. And you could also suggest, effort, eye control, and execution. Deebo Samuel will manipulate defenders' eye control. Now there is another player on defense that I have to focus on with my eyes. If I'm looking at Deebo, I might not be looking at Scary Terry. If I'm looking at Deebo, I might be out of my run fit and Robinson Jr. might crease it. If I'm looking at Deebo, if you fake it to Deebo on a jet sweep, now I might lose contain and Jaden Daniels might pull it. Now you have another player on offense who can manipulate a defender's eye control. They did not have that last year. The only player you're worried about is Scary Terry. In the red zone, you're also worried about my dog, Zach Ertz. But in the field of play, the only person you're worried about is Scary Terry. Now insert Deebo. You manipulate eye control. You can undermine one of the three factors that is to defense, which is energy. You also have execution and then eye control. I think he makes Jaden the best in the NFC.
Is it?
So some people are offended by the question I saw because they feel like he's already the best quarterback in the NFC. But if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. With the addition of Deebo Samuel, you heard Emmanuel Acho. He believes that elevates Jaden Daniels to be the top quarterback in the NFC. And that is our poll of the day. You can vote at Junks Radio. I'm going to have a hard time giving it to Jaden Daniels with what I saw from Jalen Hurts in the Super Bowl and in the playoff run. Like, it's hard to knock him off the number one seed. Like, who are the top quarterbacks in the NFC? Jared Goff, Baker Mayfield, Jalen Hurts is in there.
Stafford.
Matthew Stafford and Jaden Daniels. And I think you can have an argument and say, well, Jaden Daniels is there, but can you knock off?
What's funny about
that? And Jalen Hurts is like somewhat limited.
What's funny about that is a month before that, you wouldn't have had Jalen in that discussion. Well, he had kind of fallen off his perch a little bit.
The passing game for the Eagles for a stretch was trash. Go look at Jalen Hurts' numbers.
Like, they didn't throw the ball as much.
Because they didn't have to. He's able to hand it off to Saquon Barkley 20-plus times per game.
Yeah.
Like, That's a luxury of Jaden Daniels.
And he played really well in the playoffs, especially because he didn't turn the ball over.
Right.
And he was the MVP. I get it for the Super Bowl. But they don't win the Super Bowl without Saquon Barkley.
Of course not.
They just don't.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put Jaden Daniels on the Eagles last year, do they win a Super Bowl the way he played?
Probably.
They probably at least get there.
So you would put him above him. 800-636-1067. I mean,
I don't know
the
if
reality is Jalen Hurts in the playoffs against Green Bay.
I don't necessarily put him above him.
Yeah.
I just think that Hurts had the best overall roster.
Against Green Bay, Jalen Hurts only had 13 completions in the playoffs.
He didn't have to.
131 yards. He did have two touchdown passes.
He was definitely efficient.
Against the Rams, you know, there was weather. Completed 15 balls, 128 yards passing.
I mean, he had
advanced.
He had six games in 2024 where he had under 200 yards passing.
Right.
Yeah.
Some a lot under 200 yards.
They were near the bottom in passing yards.
So I know you would put Jaden above him.
100%.
Is Jaden number one in the NFC?
Number one. Number one. And especially the fact that he did it as a rookie. He did it as a rookie with one real offensive weapon in Terry McLaurin. One.
I kind of thought that Eckler was going to be that down off guy, but he just, you know, he battled concussions.
He had issues with injury, and
they just didn't give him the ball as much as I thought they would. But Debo's on another level. I agree.
Right.
So to call him a down off guy, yeah, I can see that. I just think Debo's going to be huge.
You don't even think the year before. Now last year was hurt, but you don't even think Dak Prescott merits a conversation.
No. Here's why. Too one-dimensional. Dak can't run. Dak can't create like Jaden Daniels can create. Doesn't have it in his arsenal. Has actually never really had it. Not a big rusher. I mean, he never has been.
What do you think is going to be Jaden's biggest challenge? Like, how are defenses going to change in their approach? Probably just mostly keep him in the pocket, right? That's probably the best they can.
He's a very good pocket passer. So if they want to keep him in the pocket.
He's very good, but what makes him special are the legs.
True.
And if they could somehow take away the legs.
Yeah, I would say just following up such a great rookie season.
Yeah.
Like the expectations. Now the expectations are up here.
Right.
800-636-1067.
Especially now that you're adding guys like Debo.
Do you think Jaden Daniels is already the best quarterback in the NFC? And does Debo Samuel, that addition, put them over the top there? I kind of feel like you're disrespecting Dak. I mean, two seasons ago, he wasn't he runner-up in the MVP?
Believe so.
Probably. He had a great
year. He had 36 touchdown passes with only 9 picks. Threw for 4,500 yards. He had a bomb season. Now, the season before that, it was 23-15. Season before that was 37-10.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's had some really good years.
I would say he's a very capable quarterback.
He's been so underwhelming in the playoffs, and Jaden in his first year gets the NFC Championship.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a big difference. I agree. 2 years ago, he had a great year.
Like I said, the only guy that I really can put above him is, and it's simply because he just won the Super Bowl, is Jalen Hurts. Because, you know, Stafford's good, but that's a one-dimensional guy, Cakes. Mm-hmm. He's not going
to
beat you with his legs.
And to be fair to Dak, early in his career, he never rushed to the level of, like, Jaden Daniels or Lamar Jackson, but he had 282 yards rushing in one season, 357 in another. Scored a lot of touchdowns rushing, but like he doesn't have the I can rush for 1,000 yards and break 70 yard touchdown runs on you type of skill set.
And just
he might have earlier in his career, but he doesn't after the injuries, and he's just getting up there in years now.
And just based on production, you could make an argument for Jared Goff. You can make an argument for Baker Mayfield. They had really good, but are they clearly better than Jaden Daniels?
No.
Brock Purdy?
No. I'd trade Purdy in a second for JJ. I think everybody on the planet would.
Wait until Purdy
becomes solid. Though. I've always had a soft spot for Purdy.
He's solid, and that's why he's going to get paid.
He's going to be Jimmy Garoppolo part two. I'm just waiting for that to happen. At some point, that's going to happen.
What he's going to get out of that turn into a pumpkin.
He's going to get out of that 49ers ecosystem, and then he's going to be revealed for being kind of a fraud.
Mm.
Well,
that's my opinion,
especially when. You know, McCaffrey finally retires or moves on.
Like when Brock Purdy eventually goes and plays for, I don't know, the Browns or a team like the Chargers at some point, he's going to be exposed.
Cakes, you always kind of hate the guys that are one-dimensional pocket passers.
Don't like them. Don't like statues in the pocket.
But Joe Burrow's kind of that way.
Yes, he is.
He's athletic enough, but he doesn't put up rushing numbers.
He's like a poor man's Tom Brady is what I would give. This is the way I would describe Burrow. Like
17 games, he had 201 yards rushing. So he's giving you
he can move around
13 yards a game, something like that.
He can buy himself a little time, but he's not a rushing threat.
No, but you'd
he's stud. Awesome.
Would take him.
Yeah.
But I think
he's going to put up Hall of Fame numbers.
But I think most teams going forward, they're looking for the guys that are from the Jaden Daniels mold.
Sure.
They want the guys who can throw for 3500 plus yards and rush for, they have the capability of rushing for 800 plus yards.
If you can find that guy, yes.
If you can find that guy, I think that's what teams probably prefer. Instead of a statuesque guy who's going to get crumble when pressure hits him in the pocket.
Mm-hmm. Back to the question at hand, though. Is Jaden Daniels number one in the NFC? I don't know that Deebo Samuel really changes the equation. And we talked about it yesterday briefly, that early on, the Vegas odds makers hadn't really changed the odds for the Commanders to get to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. Now, maybe that's changed in the last day. But I feel like if you felt like Jaden was number one before, it's not certainly not going to change. If you felt like he was number three before, mm-hmm. I don't know that Deebo Samuel really lifts you up. I don't know. And I've never heard the down off guy before that.
I've never heard that. That
dialogue.
Might be an Acho thing.
Well,
I
get it.
It just adds another weapon. I mean,
I kind of have a beef with it, though. Like, Zach Ertz, I mean, if you want to, he was as reliable as anybody. He wasn't a down off guy. I'm just going to go to Ertz here. He was a reliable safety valve for him. You know, I don't know. I think that's just kind of like.
Yeah, he's trying to build an argument.
He's building an argument, but he's building an argument on like a fake construct. I don't think it's a thing.
Hey, to play devil's advocate to Cakes here, the top two quarterbacks off the board don't run the football in the draft this year.
Okay.
Jackson Dart would probably be, if you value that so much.
Where's he projected?
Maybe late second.
Nobody. Wow. It's getting like Bo Nix. Type comp.
Even he doesn't run the football like those other guys.
No.
He's athletic.
I don't know who would be. Jalen Milroe, maybe, might be the next guy.
Well, like I said, to counter Cakes, I just bring up Burrow.
Well, mm-hmm. The Jared Goff disrespect is a little crazy right here. I mean, the guy has put up 4,500 yards three consecutive season. They were 15-2 last year. They had a horrible playoff game, but he threw 37 touchdowns last year.
If you can't get a dual threat guy, I mean, having a guy like Goff or Baker Mayfield is probably the next best thing.
Yeah.
But I want a guy who can break a game open, rip 60 yarders in your face, and also throw for 300 yards.
Yeah.
And that's what Jaden Daniels can do.
Goff had a great
season. And Goff will never be able
to
do that.
But the fact that they went head to head in the playoffs in Detroit and Jaden played the way he did,
right,
and Goff played the way he did, that's why a lot of people would probably put JD above.
I would.
All right, should we go to the phones?
I would put him above before. All right, let's go to
You're
Elijah.
You're a little biased. You're a little
Elijah,
biased.
Maybe.
Hey, Elijah.
Elijah, D.C.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Elijah?
If you put all of the NFC quarterbacks in a room without their rosters, Jaden Daniels is the best guy. Like, I think he was on a skateboard last year, and Philly was in a doggone Ferrari. I don't care how great of a driver you are, but you're going to need a ride. Not leading our roster, you give him a Ferrari – there's no question. You already know. If you put them all in, let's all do some quarterback fun, and we're going to have fun as quarterbacks. He's slinging that ball around and running around. There isn't an NFC quarterback that is better than that guy right now. And he hasn't even had his rookie jump. You give him a roster, it's curtains. Man told me keep it in 20 seconds.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
All right, we'll continue to take your calls on the MGM National Harbor listener lines when we come back at 800-636-1067. Does the addition of Deebo Samuel to the Commanders make Jaden Daniels the best quarterback in the NFC? 800-636-1067. We'll take more of your calls next.